Hey, masturbator, I just wanted to get on here and I don't know, it's like 4 a.m. I've been up all night jerking off and, I was scrolling through Twitter looking at some porn when suddenly I saw like a very like popular bait creator. I'm not going to say who it is because no free clout, no free attention on here. Haha. So they were like talking about how like they hate how mainstream gooning has become and like, I was just sort of just scrolling through all the comments and I just thought, why not talk about this shit, right? So first and foremost, the mainstreamification of gooning and like gooner culture has not happened. I don't think so. You go on Pornhub, you go on like X videos, you go on all the tube sites. You don't see any gooning categories, right? That I think is peak mainstreamification of any kink. If you can like, if you don't even have to click a search, if you don't even have to like click the search bar and type it in, you can just click a hyperlink and it'll direct you towards there. That I think is a mainstream kink. I don't think gooning is anywhere near that. And you may or may not agree with me, and that's completely fine. But personally, I think whenever a kink has become like truly mainstream is when, you can kind of just stumble upon it without, having to like look for it. I don't think gooning is there yet. However, you can argue that gooning is more like a viral meme at this point, to the point where, people have used the word so many times that it's kind of lost all meaning because you hear the word all the time. And, I've been studying linguistics here and there. I'm a polyglot, meaning that, I speak multiple languages. And it's a common like psychological like phenomenon called semantic satiation, where if you like repeat a word enough times without interruption, the word loses all its meaning, right? And so I think personally that's what's happening is like, if you hop online and you're like, goon this, goon that, goon this, goon on Instagram. Oh, they said gooning in the wrong context. Oh my gosh. They said gooning in the right context. Oh my gosh. They said gooning this, goon in here, goon there, goon, then it loses its like power that it has over you. And that's kind of the danger with like, this sort of, the sort of thing that occurs when, the general population gets a hold of like subcultural phrases, right? You see it with like African-American vernacular English, for example, whenever those phrases are taken from the Black community and like placed into a sort of like mocking stage, you see it all the time with like drag race lingo, where it's like what, the okr, that stuff. Yeah, or like with ballroom culture, with like that type of language where you'll get like 10 tens, tens across the board, where it's like, I come from ballroom too. And so whenever I hear that, I get kind of a surge of adrenaline because it's like, ooh, I won, I get to compete. That's what goes through my head. But for other people, when they say that, it doesn't mean anything. And so I think that's what's happening with gooning, is that the phrase is like, it's starting to lose meaning for a lot of people where it used to hold meaning, right? Where like you have this intrinsic sort of like spark in your brain when you hear the word goon. If you were a part of the community before gooning became a meme, right? And now, when you hear it, I think if you've been in the community long enough, it creates this sort of like mental fatigue where you're like, oh, am I supposed to take this into like a sexual context or like a laughing context, or like, it sort of has been like sort of fractionalized and like sort of dismantled into, like, am I engaging with the person that's doing this ironically or, sincerely? And of course now, like, we have to consider, especially for like the newer gooners that are sort of entering the scene, they're kind of entering at a very odd time, a time that I personally am not, I'm not even familiar with it, right? So I came into the gooning scene when it was like, chat rooms. Like I was on like Yahoo message boards. I was on like Bait World, I got to develop my sexual identity on my own, which is very solosexual, right? That's very solosexual of me to essentially, like, to be a sexual being behind closed doors without other people's opinions of me, without them, you know, acting as though they are a, like, authority on what I do with myself, by myself, it's allowed me to become a more sexual person. And, you know, I feel like nowadays, you know, if somebody comes out and says, like, I'm a gooner, then you're more likely to have, like, a big name, like, 100,000 follower, 500,000 follower person who's, like, a gooner come up to you and say, like, no, you aren't, you know, something like that, where, you know, you have individuals that are now, like, cultural sort of, like, leaders in the gooner space. And I think that it's, like, that's not a good thing, I don't think. And I think it's contributing to this feeling of, like, blah, this, like, feeling of gooning becoming mainstream and becoming less appealing, because, you know, all of the people who are sort of struggling with their, like, identity as gooners, it comes out of this place of, like, not knowing who you are and wanting guidance. And I feel like I've been allowed the space to explore myself and make mistakes and say things and be, like, you know, stupid and silly, that, you know, I think, like, gooners these days, they aren't allowed to have that space to the same degree, right? Like, none of us got taught in sex ed, like, oh, when a man and his penis falls in love with each other very much, they do this thing. You know, we didn't get taught that. We didn't get taught gooning in sex ed, right? And now, you know, it's sort of like people are being educated on it, to where it's just like, you know, something that you discover on your own versus something that is taught to you. For some reason, I think, you know, we have this belief that if something is taught to you and it resonates with you, it's not something that's authentic, right? Because, like, a majority of us, a majority of the baiters these days right now, you know, we feel this and we have this understanding of, like, what we want out of, you know, a good bait session. And so it's just like this very, like, primal, like, intrinsic desire to, you know, explore yourself, that's now being turned into this thing where it's like, oh, you know, you can have your self-exploration. You can have the journey of your own sexual pleasure be mapped out for you and taught to you by somebody else. And so as a result, you know, the people that are, you know, in the community that didn't grow up with this language, that ascribe meaning to the word and have built up meaning with the word all the time, you know, they're now in this stage where it's like, you know, your lifestyle is essentially being, you know, turned into this sort of, like, joke and aesthetic, right? Because now, like, bars, gay bars are like, let's capitalize off of this. Let's have a goon night, you know, and they have, like, you know, people that are not gooners and have never been gooners, you know, modeling as gooners, which, you know, happens a lot. Again, you know, I was in the ballroom scene. They talk about it all the time, where it's like, you know, the whole concept of, like, nogers, right? Where it's like they vogue, but they don't know how to vogue, and they got hired just because of their looks. And, you know, the person that was hiring them doesn't know anything about voguing, right? Or, like, you know, I also do, like, you know, a punk scene, right? You know, the whole posers, you know, the idea that, you know, people dress up a certain way in order to have other people view them in a particular light, right? So, like, for example, like, walking around with a guitar, even though you don't know how to play and can't play a single thing, and, you know, spiking up your hair and wearing leather, it doesn't make you a punk, but it makes you a poser because you're trying to get, you know, the credibility for being one. And so, like, I think we're sort of at that sort of, like, poser stage where it's, like, gooning, but without, like, the sense of brotherhood and without, you know, the sort of connection to the community and trying to do good by others. Because, like, when I talk about the gooner community, I talk about, like, men that have, like, paid for my Bait World membership in the past, you know, paid for my rent, like, you know, helped me get food, helped me get, like, you know, food stamps and stuff. Like, that's what I think of when I think of gooning and baiting, right? Because, you know, we're all kind of there for each other. But what I've seen, like, a rise of, especially online, is, like, you know, these, like, gay models who, you know, they have sex all the fucking time, have, like, what, 200,000, 300,000, like, followers on, like, fucking Twitter, and, like, you know, they make enough to, like, live a few lifetimes, that are getting into gooning and baiting because it's, like, it's a lucrative market. And so, like, you know, they're already, like, fucking every single person that in existence, right, with all their fucking collabs. And, you know, they're kind of like dipping their dick inside the fucking gooner honeypot, you know. And I personally don't have a problem with it, you know, get your money where you can. But what I do have a problem with is, like, when it's kind of like, you know, you have all these actual, like, gooners, these porn addicts, these, like, you know, men that are, like, barely scraping by, creating all these goon edits, creating all this, like, community, and they're being passed up for opportunities. Like, you look at the fucking, like, advertisements for these gooner events, and, you know, the people that they use are not fucking gooners. They have no relation to the community. And also, here's how I know that, like, a lot of these events are not run by, like, legit gooners, is the fact that the advertisements look nothing like gooner art. And you might be like, what's gooner art? And it's like, well, stupid fucking masturbator. Gooner art is the fucking bait captions. Like, you know, we have our own aesthetic. We have, like, what we like to see and everything. And whenever I see these gooner events, I'm like, okay, yeah, this is not, like, you didn't even hire a graphic designer that, like, creates, like, bait captions or anything. Like, it's clear that this is just a cash grab. And, you know, that's kind of the fucked up part about it that I will mention is, like, you know, a lot of these, like, gooners, they're kind of broke too, you know. And I think, you know, I think it's a great opportunity for them to, like, get out of whatever situation that they're in if, you know, they actually hired, like, actual gooners to, like, come on to, like, do, like, go-go dancing, to come on and, like, do graphic design instead of using, you know, their in-house graphic designer, which is just, like, you know, it's sort of nitpicking. But again, like, you know, if we're talking about, like, you know, we've, like, essentially created this entire, like, sexual ecosystem by ourselves and online, we should have a right to decide who we choose to support, right? And so, like, of course, like, it's not something that's out of our control. Like, there are things that can be done to make sure that, like, you know, people that are, you know, part of the baiter community are being fed and aren't going hungry. But I feel like all too often the whole talk about, like, gooning going mainstream is kind of just centered around, you know, this was my special thing that I did all by myself, and now everybody else is doing it, and it makes me feel not special, and it makes me feel small and insignificant. And it's just kind of like, yeah, you know, sorry, that's life, right? You find an interest and everybody else gets into it. But again, you know, I've talked about this in the past. If you have, like, a clear sense of identity and you know who you are, people can do the exact same thing as you and you will not feel threatened by it. You know, they can even be better at it than you and you won't feel threatened by it if you know who you are. But I think another thing that's, like, really important to bring up too is, you know, this, you know, it's very difficult to tell who's, you know, not in it for the fun of it and who's just sort of, like, trying to find themselves. Because, you know, I know a ton of, like, solo sexuals now who talk about how, you know, when they were trying to, you know, have anal sex and trying to top, you know, nothing felt right and they just didn't feel like they fit in. And I feel like, you know, as gooning grows, as baiting grows, as, like, a community, you'll find more people who just, you know, they just dabble in the community, and then, you know, then they kind of just, you know, one day wake up and they're like, huh, I guess this isn't for me, and they go move on to something else. You know, it happens all the time in kink spaces, and I don't think it's right to vilify these people for, you know, sort of just trying to hop on the trend and trying to find themselves too. Like, I don't think anybody deserves to be, like, vilified and treated as though there's, like, some hostile force for, you know, trying to walk the path of self-actualization, right? And you might be thinking, wow, this audio is getting pretty long. Well, it's about to get fucking longer. So another thing we also have to talk about too is like, what is up with the negative reception of Gooning, right? If, you know, like this whole like thing that happens with like any kink that comes onto the scene that becomes, you know, placed into the public spotlight is this sort of like pushback from like everybody else in like normal everyday life trying to make this into the apocalypse. You know, how is this thing that has never bothered me, the end of the world, you know, is essentially what's happening. And you go on to like, you know, Instagram, and you find like people talking about Gooning, and they talk about it as though it's like, oh my gosh, Gooning is the super volcano that will erupt in 3 days. Oh my gosh, it's this terrible thing. You know, it's just like, no, it's not. Like, it literally doesn't affect you in any way. And I think like this is a very important lesson to learn for any like kinksters or people that are into the BDSM scene or anything that has to do with like sexual identity. And that is that, you know, no matter what you do, people will find a way to make it about themselves. And on top of that, they will find a way to point at it and say, this is the reason why there's everything wrong in my life and in the world. And that's kind of what's happening at the same time, too. We're sort of just catching the attention of people who, you know, their entire thing is just finding something else to be mad about. And, you know, if you write down what Gooning is at the end of the day, like a true definition, it is like just fully expressing the pleasure that you feel when you masturbate. You know, how is that like a threat to anybody, right? And I think like the reaction that the public has to Gooning as like a concept, it's just very telling, right? Because, you know, I'm talking about men who are, you know, not bothering anybody, keep to themselves, you know, they fucking turn on the screen, fucking jack off to porn, have a great time, laugh, you know, talk to people that they haven't talked to in a long time, fucking they don't hurt themselves, they just fucking masturbate all day, you know, that is viewed as weird, you know, and it's just like, you know, these men are following all the rules, aren't they? They're, you know, they're not bothering anybody. They're keeping it behind closed doors. You know, they're not showing it off to anybody except on cam. And yet they're vilified for it. You know, somebody hops on TikTok or Instagram and they make fun of somebody who's, you know, just, you know, an adult, a grown adult, just pleasuring themselves. You know, they make fun of that. You know, they're angry about it. They turn it into like this moral crusade. They get a bunch of followers, they get a bunch of likes, because it's more socially acceptable to be mad about a kink than it is to like actually have that kink. You know, we exist in this time where sincerity is frowned upon. You know, having an actual good time is frowned upon. Smiling because you're genuinely happy, you know, for masturbating, you know, having a fucking fun time and moaning is frowned upon. But you know what isn't frowned upon? You know, hopping on cam and, you know, talking shit about people. That is viewed as okay. That is mainstream. And so I think it's important to keep that in mind whenever, like, you see a baiter getting mad about the mainstreamification of Gooning, because it's like, I see that and I think, listen, we're nowhere near that, one. And two, you know, this is all this, like, angry energy that you could be using to fucking goon your brains out. Because, like, as much as I like, talking about, like, subcultural stuff and, like, studying them, having grown up in multiple different subcultures, it's just kind of like, you know, it's all fake at the end of the day. Just have fucking fun, right? Like, as fun as it is to study all these different subcultures, like, it's all just pageantry, right? It's just, you know, just, like, everybody performing a part and just like trying to, you know, just be human. Now, for those of you in the industry, this talk is for you, right? So everybody else that just like goons, like not as like a profession like I do, you know, this is just like behind the scenes sort of shit, right? My real concern is not that gooning goes mainstream to the point where you have to like, where it's like it's not authentic anymore, which is kind of like the concerns of people partaking in gooning. But as like somebody that is in an industry of like, you know, essentially like I profit off of gooning, right? I profit off of baiting, profit off of porn. That's the position that I'm in. And my concern is more so like once the mainstreamification happens, you know, there's this tendency for power vacuums to occur, right? And power vacuums exist all throughout society, you know, different hierarchies. And, you know, especially, you know, as an adult, like, creator, the concept of like a pimp, for example. So like, you know, where your money goes to, where the person you had to go through in order to make it in the industry. That is my concern, right? And you know, I've started to see this as like an independent creator too, where, you know, I'll have people like, you know, tell me, hey, why don't you work with this person? You know, they kind of, you know, they talk to all of the big baiters, they talk to all the gooners. And you know, you should really like talk to this person and be on their show, or, you know, you should really talk to this person and see if you can collab, and that would be really hot and great for your career. And to be honest, sometimes I say no because the people are assholes. Like I'll get to know them and it's like, oh, you're trying to like, you know, you're trying to like control me. You're trying to like control what I do and what I say. I don't like that. So I can't collab with you, you know? And for other like gooners, I'll like talk to them and like, you know, I'll find out that like they're kind of not in it for the love of the game, and so I can't really connect with them for that. And so like, you know, this whole like ecosystem that has been created around, you know, a sexual kink, and like now that people see that there's money to be made from it, it's led to the rise of people wanting to like create gooner studios, right? Like, you know, like a Tim Tales sort of situation, but with gooning or something, right? I don't know why I said Tim Tales. I was watching that recently, but you know, it's kind of like that, right? Where, you know, people want to create these power systems that you have to go through and work through in order for you to make it as like an adult creator. And personally, I'm not a fan of that. I personally like being an independent creator. I don't want to like have my name be tied to the success of another individual and the behavior of another individual. Because like, you know, imagining a future where like even the bodily function, the act of masturbation, is monopolized by, you know, a pornographic studio is just kind of not it for me, right? I think that's kind of like, it feels kind of dystopian in my opinion. And personally, I would stray away from, you know, trying to create, just like as good as it would be for the average consumer to watch, just a studio of just fucking gooners. I think that's like room for exploitation. And I kind of just, you know, I personally am more, I'm more of a guy that's like, hey, you know, let people create what they need to. Now, that being said, I think there are ethical ways to do an all-gooner studio, but, you know, I've seen a lot of exploitation in my days in other, you know, adult film places. So I would just kind of like, I personally, with like my own lived experience, would not feel comfortable with like, you know, advocating for that. Mostly because, like, I enjoy my life as an independent creator. I kind of just do whatever I want. And I feel like even if I became, like, a Bait World ambassador, right, I feel like I wouldn't be able to speak my mind about the site as much. And I feel like it would lead me to self-censor way more. But that being said, you know, there are people that are more than willing to, like, play the system and, like, you know, climb the ladder, essentially. I just think that, you know, a gooner studio is ripe for abuse, mostly because most gooners kind of live very solitary lives. If you get to know them, they tend to self-isolate, which is like just kind of like, it's kind of a recipe for like a perfect target. And, you know, that's just my concern as somebody that works in the industry. But just to summarize, I just don't think that gooning has hit like mainstreamification just yet. I think we're sort of in the meme culture at the moment. And also like, I think this is a perfect opportunity to help men, particularly like the young men that are gooners, who, you know, they show like amazing talent in terms of like video editing, in terms of like, you know, graphic design, in terms of like, you know, just being like creative individuals. I think this is a perfect opportunity for, you know, the larger gay space to sort of like bring them out of like whatever like poverty pit that they've like dug themselves into. Because even for me, like, I cannot put any of this shit on my resume. I cannot, like, I can't say, oh, for like 4 or 5 years I was just like a professional fucking gooner or something, right? I can't put that there. I think like this is a perfect opportunity for the, you know, the gay ecosystem to say, hey, you know, I see your talent. I see what you can do. Fucking come on board, you know, work for my bar, work for my, like, I don't know, nonprofit or whatever. So, like, I think, like, this is, like, if they're going to steal from our, like, you know, subculture, they should fucking hire us at the very least. And that's what we should push for. And that's where I think all subculture should push for. When, you know, the main, you know, mainstream culture starts to steal from us, we should ask for our fucking dues, right? And also, like, I think we are just kind of, we're having our, like, gut reaction. I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm a cockroach and somebody's just flipped open a light switch and, you know, we're all just trying to scuttle away back into, like, back into the cover of darkness. That's essentially how I feel. And I think a lot of us just kind of want the spotlight to kind of, you know, just go off of us for a little bit so that way we can get back to being nasty and get back to just being weirdos. But at the same time, it feels like the spotlight isn't going anywhere anytime soon. And that's kind of like pissing people off because, you know, most of us are just doing this for fucking peace. Like, I still fucking jerk off. I still bait and goon when I'm not recording. I still set aside time to do so. And, you know, I love those moments when, you know, I'm not on cam. I like those moments when, you know, I'm just fucking like using all my screens for fucking pornography. But, you know, to have this like invisible audience in our head now and just saying, oh yeah, we're goon baiting. Just like I saw in like TikTok is just like a turn off for most of us, I think. But in any case, I'll see you later, masturbator.